From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Members of the Senate have wrapped up another day of debating legislation to overhaul the nation's health care system. The Senate's number two Democrat, Dick Durbin of Illinois, says 45,000 Americans will die this year because they lack health insurance.
We are the only civilized country in the world, the only Western industrialized developed country in the world, where a person can die because they don't have health insurance.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the weekend sessions will not soften the GOP's opposition to the bill.
I think the majority leader believes that somehow if we stay in on weekends, the Republicans are going to blink. You know, I can assure him we're not going to blink.
McConnell and other GOP senators today tried and failed to remove $40 billion in reductions to home health care services from the legislation. President Obama will head to Capitol Hill tomorrow to meet with members of the Democratic caucus, including 58 Democrats and two independents. The administration needs the support of all 60 to get the health care bill passed, or it must win the backing of one or more Republicans to make up for any defections. At least one member of the Democratic caucus, Joe Lieberman of Connecticut, says he will not vote for the bill as long as it contains a so-called public option for Americans who currently have no health insurance. Gunmen in Sudan's troubled Darfur region have killed at least five peacekeeping troops who were part of a joint UN-African Union force there. The BBC's James Cardinal reports from Sudan.
Gunmen in civilian clothes opened fire on peacekeepers distributing water to internally displaced people. The attack took place 65 kilometers to the south of the regional capital, El Fasher. The attackers stole a vehicle, which they later abandoned, according to UNAMID. On Friday, three peacekeepers died in an ambush in the North Darfur settlement of Saraf Omra, about 200 kilometers to the west of El Fasher. The UNAMID spokesman said it was too early to tell if the two attacks were linked. 22 peacekeepers have now been killed since the mission was set up nearly 2 years ago.
The BBC's James Cardinal reporting. A pre-winter storm has left a trail of snow from Texas through the deep south to the mid-Atlantic states. Louisiana recorded its earliest snowfall ever today, as did Houston yesterday, as NPR's John Burnett reports.
Houston was treated to a partial holiday as schools and government offices closed early. Kathy Bone, who lives in the suburb of Katy, couldn't resist a walk in the snow.
The dog and I went outside, took a lot of pictures. I wrote notes to my son in college on his car in the snow and emailed them to him and listened to the kids when they got out of school. It was great. The neighborhood went wild.
The snow was quickly melting Saturday as temperatures spiked above freezing, but not before the Houston Chronicle noted that Houston's snowfall so far this year exceeds Chicago's. John Burnett, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington. U.S. Marines and Afghan forces involved in an offensive aimed at disrupting Taliban supply and communication lines in southern Afghanistan have killed at least seven Taliban fighters since yesterday. Militants have reportedly put up little resistance so far. Authorities in Italy say they have arrested the man believed to be the number two leader of the Sicilian Mafia, and police in Milan have nabbed another Mafia fugitive who was on the most wanted list. NPR's Silvio Poggioli has the story from Rome.
Interior Minister Roberto Maroni told reporters of the arrest of Gianni Nicchi, a young, dangerous, ambitious, and pitiless killer, he said. Bugged conversations among clan bosses convinced police that Nicchi was one of the mob's top new bosses. At about the same time, police in Milan arrested Gaetano Fidanzati, a reputed longtime Cosa Nostra boss of a Palermo crime clan who has been a fugitive for 2 years. The arrests came one day after hardened mobster turned informant Gaspare Spatuzza told a maximum security court in Turin of the alleged assistance given to the mob in the early 1990s by Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. In exchange, Berlusconi allegedly secured a strong political foothold. Berlusconi adamantly denies any links with the mob. Silvio Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
The Episcopal Diocese of Los Angeles has elected an openly gay priest, the Reverend Mary Glasspool, to be assistant bishop. She is the second openly gay bishop chosen in the Episcopal Church. It's an issue that has led to a sharp controversy within the larger Anglican Communion. Glasspool's election must be approved by a majority of national leaders of the Episcopal Church. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.